It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
August 28th, 1963, was a momentous day in American history.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made free.
It was also a pretty big day in Seattle. At the same time that Dr. King was giving his landmark speech at the Lincoln Memorial, then Washington Governor Albert Rosellini was also addressing a crowd in the middle of Lake Washington on a brand new floating bridge that would eventually be known as 520. Lake Washington has been critical to transportation of people and goods from the earliest of times. In the 19th and early 20th centuries, the water was a highway for boats and ferries crisscrossing from Madison Park in Seattle to lakefront communities such as Kirkland and Houghton.
The Black Ball Ferry Line up in Seattle, where the sunshine seldom shines up in Seattle. All
a ferry boat was the only way to get a car across Lake Washington until 1940, when the first floating bridge opened south of downtown.
All the people love to ride the Blue Pacific.
A decade later, Seattle was booming. Boeing and other local businesses were riding the wave of post-war economic expansion. Thousands were moving here for jobs, and the east side of the lake began to morph from farms and forests into a giant suburb. The lake that had once been a transportation asset was now a barrier to a growing community. Something had to be done. The old lake ferry had made its last run in 1950, and the one bridge across the water just wasn't enough anymore. The solution was a new bridge, but few could agree on where to put it. The debate dragged on for nearly a decade, and people got frustrated. In 1959, a Seattle radio station satirized the work of the Bridge Committee with a cutting parody of what's now known as the Seattle Process.
Now, we've had 25,000 letters of complaint from people east of Lake Washington during the last week demanding a second bridge. What are we going to do about them?
Why ever are they so aroused? We promised them a new bridge, haven't we?
This parody, which was released as a 45 RPM record, imagined Seattle and the East Side 20 years in the future, with still no second bridge built.
Maybe they got a better idea for a bridge.
Yeah, we got the Evergreen Point plant, the Dabney Point automotive cable lift, the Kirkland to Sand Point tunnel, the Trans-Mercer Island rapid-firing no-shot commuter cannon.
Oh, I just love plans.
Yeah. It wasn't too long after the record came out that the committee did settle on the Evergreen Point plan. The new bridge from Montlake to Medina opened to great fanfare on August 28, 1963, with a parade and speech-making at mid-span. The toll to cross was 35 cents. From its earliest years, the bridge carried far more traffic than planners had anticipated. All those suburban homes on the east side meant a huge westbound commute to Seattle each morning, and a huge eastbound commute homeward every afternoon. The toll booths collected so much revenue, the bridge paid for itself more than 20 years earlier than originally thought, and the toll booths went away. But traffic continued to increase, creating more wear and tear. And the bridge suffered other abuse, too, from windstorms and from the occasional accident.
The 520 Evergreen Point floating bridge didn't sink, but it was severely damaged after a tugboat missed its turn to the locks and slammed a barge into a bridge support column.
They decided to build a bigger and stronger bridge. The cost was billions of dollars, and they'd have to find a way to pay for it.
Yeah, there is a tolling beginning this morning on the 520 floating bridge, the world's longest floating
bridge. It took special legislation, but the state began collecting tolls again on the old bridge in December 2011 to help fund its future replacement. If all goes according to plan, the new 520 just might help avoid the kinds of unconventional transportation solutions imagined by those impatient activists back in the 50s. Including the one using explosives.
Crowd, folks, don't crowd. The Lake Washington commuter cannon will get you all to Seattle just like a shot. Watch those steps, Grandma. Now right into the barrel. That's it.
Young man, please use a light charge. I still got bruises from last week.
I'm sorry, Grandma. I'll tell you what.
I'm Felix Bunnell for this Not Just In.
What's going on here? Watch out.
All set now? Light the fuse, Charlie. Okay, folks, you're going to hit the 4th and Pike shockproof landing net in just a jiffy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0!